The first phrase of the song we'll have is this. I'm building this around a G chord, where my third finger's on the top string, 3rd fret, my second finger's on the 5th string, 2nd fret, and for good measure, I'm putting my 4th finger on the 1st string, 3rd fret, just in case I accidentally bump that note. I want it to be a note that's in the chord. I'll start off hitting 6, 4, 3, and 2 together, and I use my thumb on the 6th string, my index finger on the 4th, my middle finger on the 3rd, and my 3rd finger on the 2nd. Then I'll bring my thumb down to play the 4th string, then the 3rd string, and then the 4th, and then the 6th. Then I'll have this. Those are the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings played together. My thumb is coming down to pick up the 4th string, index finger's getting the 3rd, and my 2nd finger's getting the 2nd. Those sit together, and then I'll have the 1st finger playing the 2nd string 1st fret. Now let's look at the next phrase. The next phrase is this. The only thing that's changing here is I'm keeping the G chord, but my 4th finger is now moving up to the 2nd string 3rd fret. I'll play 6, 4, 3, and 2 together, and then 4, 3, 4, 6, 4, 3. Now let's move on. The next phrase is... We're back to our G chord. Give me 6, 4, 3, and 2. Then another 2, then the 2nd string 1st fret, and the 3rd fret with a little finger, and then the 1st string open. So we have this. Then let go of the chord and bring just your 1st finger down to the 1st string 2nd fret. We'll roll 4, 3, 2, and 1 together using your thumb, index, middle, and 3rd finger in the right hand. Like that. If we play that one time, let your 2nd finger give me the 1st string 3rd fret. Slide it up to the 5th fret, and then up to the 7th fret. Now let's go to the next phrase.